All day today, people have been talking about the Super Bowl, and not just about the Super Bowl. They've been talking about the commercials. They've also been talking about a pretty good halftime show. So we brought in a special guest, Rustin Jessen. He's a local man who has spent the past several years helping to produce halftime shows for the Super Bowl, among other major events. And he helped out with this one. Rustin, welcome to the Nightside Project.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Now, Rustin, tell us, what did you do for the show this year?
Well, for the Super Bowl specifically, I'm a casting manager. So what I do is I'll get a note at some point, as the creative starts getting rolling for the show, and they'll tell me how many people they need in the show, what they need them to do. And so what my team does is we go out and we look for locals. Everybody in the show who's not the name talent is, so for last night's show, if they weren't Black Eyed Peas, Usher or Slash, they were mine. And so we have to go locally. They're all volunteer. We go locally. We find them. We have them audition remotely with video. We have them upload a video to us. We check them out. We put them into an appropriate role, for what they can do. And then we make sure that they get all the logistics are planned for them.
So now that's really interesting to me, because you were just telling us that for the first time, how many Super Bowls have you worked on now?
Let's see. My first one was 41. So this is five.
Yeah. And for the first time, you helped produce this halftime show and didn't have to leave.
Yeah, I stayed here in Utah. And it was a totally unexpected thing. I needed to stay here in Utah for personal reasons. And so we floated it with the production team, and we thought, okay, this it's going to be totally weird. This is not normally done, but I need to help with this show and put it together and kind of design all the logistics. And we figured out how I could contribute and effectively figure out where everybody needed to be and when they needed to be there and how to support that, but then put some different feet on the ground in North Texas to actually do it.
A lot of Skyping, I would imagine.
We totally lived by iChat, screen sharing. I sent more documents than I care to ever do again in 1 week.
So this is kind of today is like you hit vacation maybe a little bit, or at least you totally just go,
I took a big deep breath. I spent the day with my son. And it happens every year. The thing that was beautiful about working from here was that normally the day after the Super Bowl, we travel and the airport is a complete mess.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know totally. There's something I lost in the middle of it, which is that spectacle of the live event being on the field Bowl for a halftime show. So it's one of those things that I totally love. And I think it was only because it was a special circumstance. But hey, I could be convinced. Made it easy.
How many people is it that you had to actually coordinate, I guess? So get those green suits on them and everything.
Yeah, this year the cast on the field was about 2,000, and actually there's more people on the field than you realize at any given time. And then you got to think about everybody on the field. It's never left up to them where they are. Every person has been thought about where they go and how they get there, because you got to understand there's 6 minutes at the top of the show. As soon as halftime breaks, we have 6 minutes to turn a football game into a fully operating concert ready to be broadcast around the world, and then we have 6 minutes on the back to turn it back into a football game.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that nobody gets in the way of anything. There's stages, there's pyro, there's audio. Everything has to rush through effectively one tunnel in 6 minutes.
Oh, geez.
So every single person gets timed. And in addition to what you saw on the screen, there's also two marching bands, there's a pregame, there's a post show. There's a lot to do and a lot of people to get into a lot of places. So that's part of that logistical planning we do.
So when you watched it on TV yesterday, I'm assuming you watched.
It was the first time I've watched a Super Bowl like that, and it was a nail biter. I did more screaming at the TV during halftime than I ever did during the game.
What do you scream at the TV?
Oh, I was so annoyed.
You're not in the right spot.
No, there was a microphone problem, and there was the audio mix for TV was driving me crazy, and I was yelling at the TV, and I thought, oh, come on. But in the end, it's a huge production, and it always comes off. It always comes off. It's a huge machine. It's going to happen.
Well, when those green suits switched on, that was cool.
Well,
at that point, I was.
Were you, there's a lot of, Twitter and Facebook reaction, people saying, oh, the Black Eyed Peas, this is the worst show that we've seen in a long, long time. Do you take that personally?
I don't. That happens every year. And it falls back on, I think when you first get into the business, you have really thin skin and you watch it all really closely and you take, even if you had nothing to do with a particular area of the show, you see somebody bash it and you get really mad.
Yeah.
And I think over the course of time, it kind of disappears for you. You put on the very best show you can put on, and in some cases they flop. In some cases they don't. But you don't watch it as I just don't watch it quite as close as I used to.
Who gets in trouble for that audio mixing pro thing and missing a mic cue? Who gets in trouble for that?
Somebody else. somebody that's not me, yeah.
Okay.
We're chatting with Rustin Jessen, who's a local producer, does major events, used to work for Disney, and now has helped to produce the last several Super Bowl halftime shows. We're chatting about his experience yesterday. Now, you said yesterday you had over 2,000 people that you had to coordinate on the field.
Right.
Is that a high number, or is that kind of par for course for the Super Bowls you've worked
on? That's pretty par. We've had cast as low as 1,000 and up to 3,000.
Wow.
So honestly, it's really right in the middle for Super Bowls specifically.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people to think about, but you know, you work with a team of incredibly talented people who do this a lot, and I think that a lot of times you get into the middle of the production and, you know, you do what you do and you expect everybody around you to do it, and they're all pros. They do this for a living, and it's funny because, you know, you tell when I sit back with you guys and I talk about it, it seems much bigger than it is in my brain because it's just kind of what
it's work for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's just what we do,
right?
And so it's a lot to do, but again, it could never happen with a small group of people. This is a huge team of great pros that make this happen.
Let me ask you one last question here. We're talking with Rustin Jessen, who if you saw the halftime show last night at the Super Bowl, he had a lot to do with that production. I think that's really cool. I almost want to get your autograph or something. I don't know what's going on. So
the most important person to ever be in here.
Does that make your year? Does the Super Bowl make your year? Or do you go, okay, in April we've got to do the Hunter's Fisherman show. They want a dance crew going on there. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, we're right on to the next gig. In fact, most of the time when we're working on Super Bowl, we're working on the three other gigs we've got going.
Which is what?
Actually right now I do a lot of design work, so I'm getting off. I'll be out of live entertainment for probably the next 4 months, and I do a lot of web design and design for other large and regional clients and things like that. So I will actually be completely retreating from on-stage stuff for, I guess 4 months now. And it just kind of depends on what your day-to-day is. There's some people who live and die by events. And what I found is these events are awesome and I totally love them, but I have a really hard time being away from my family that much. So my wife and I started a business where we just sort of chase what's fun. And so I do these events, I do some design work, and we chase the next adventure, which isn't always an event that I have to travel for.
Yeah.
So it's
all
just
right.
Different stuff.
Rustin Jessen, great local talent, helped to produce the halftime show for the first time ever from a remote location. Do you think you're going to try that again, or do you prefer to be actually on field at the set?
I really prefer to be there. I think if I had to do it again, we know we can do it, but I'd love to be there.
Yeah. I imagine it's probably a really cool experience. All right, Rustin, congratulations on a great show, and we look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Great, thank you much.
We're going to